we are very satisfied because we call people not to participate to the election. And yesterday, very few people went to the bureau for voting. It is a good thing for us because it is the proof that the opposition is more representative than Mr. Tanja's power, and people are with us rather than with him. So we have been very satisfied, and we are stronger than yesterday, today, because here everybody can now see that people are with us.
The results of the referendum is expected any moment from now. Some of your colleagues have claimed victory. Some people are saying not so fast because the results so far showed President Tanja ahead. What is your take on that?
The result that Mr. Tanja and his electoral commission will have to give has no importance for us because this result is being concocted here in Niamey. Yesterday, after voting, Mr. Tanja said that he expects to have 75% of vote for his referendum, the participation rate. And now they are giving results that are more than 75% he was expending because we know them. They want to do better than he hoped. So it is not a fair result. It is concocted here, and it is a proof of anything. The reality, it is what have been seen yesterday in the bureau of vote, desert bureaus of vote, with no people, no line. You have rarely three person together voting. You have only in the morning one person after another, and in the afternoon there was nobody, and many bureaus of vote have been closed in the afternoon before the time of closing the bureaus.
But as long as people voted and Tanja needs about 75% to win, it seems that he might get it. That means the term limits or what his supporters want is what they are going to get. What is the reaction of the opposition?
Towards this referendum, Mr. Tanja has realized his coup d'etat. Now, the coup d'etat is on. It has been a process. He dissolved the parliament, and after the constitutional court, he suspended the constitution. He did the new law that need, and now he has decided that he has been elected alone for 3 years by this referendum. It is the end. It is the summum of the coup d'etat. And from this moment, we will consider him as a soldier who takes the power by strength and by weapon, and we will have a relationship with him in this basis. He has no longer any legitimacy. He is no longer the president de la République. He is the author of a coup d'etat, and we hope that all democratic people and all the organizations that Niger is member will deal with him as with a person who perpetrated a coup d'etat.
What can you do? You are still going to deal with him because he will be the president of Niger. Whether you call him a dictator or not, since people voted for him and term limits removed, he's still the leader of the country. So how would you deal with him? Because if you call him a dictator, that means he will rule by decree and you cannot challenge it constitutionally or what is provided in a democracy then.
Yes, all you say is true. But I want you to remember that it is not a problem for us to know that he is a dictator, that he will rule, that he have power, and he will use his decrees to rule. We know all that. But remember that he has been democratically elected in 2004, and he was a legitimate president de la République of Niger, recognized as in this caliphate by us. But since yesterday he did the coup d'etat, we will deal with him, I told you, as with a dictator. And we have to fight him, to struggle against him, to be be mobilized against him, and we will be supported by the international committee, community. We are sure that when the European Union, America, Canada, and European countries, and ECOWAS in West Africa will take the sanction they threatened him to take a few weeks ago, we are sure that at that moment he will face difficulties and he cannot rule. It will be very difficult for him and he will file. So what we have to do, our duty now, is to struggle, not to stay looking at him because we are discouraged, because we think that we have to give up the fight because we can't do anything. No, we are sure that if we fight him, if we struggle, we are able to change. And the international community support will be a very important thing for us. So we won't give up. We will go ahead and we will fight him. And we will win, of course.
So what is the next line of action of the opposition now that you describe what President Tanja did in reference to the referendum as a coup d'etat? What is your next line of action?
We will go ahead with what we began last month, 3 months or 2 months ago. So we will call meetings. We will mobilize our people. We will contest the referendum result. We will not recognize him, and we have to do all our duty of democrats. So and we are sure that when we will be helped by the international community, he will face so much difficulty that he cannot rule as he expects to do now.